USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We're learning that there have been more than 300 people killed so far in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 700 people have been injured, and the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights believes that the numbers are considerably higher. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky requesting fighter planes from the U.S. on a conference call with some members of Congress. Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, was asked on CBS's Face the Nation when they will get the planes.
We are hoping as soon as possible, and we are working with our American, especially friends and allies, on the steady supply of all the ammunition and anti-air, anti-tank, and planes to be able to effectively defend our country.
Add American Express to the list of financial companies suspending operations in Russia. It's also pulling out of Belarus. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
He played the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. He was also a ruthless businessman on the NBC soap opera Santa Barbara, and he had a character role on the ABC sitcom Dharma and Greg. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday at his home in Los Angeles. His stepdaughter told The Hollywood Reporter that the 88-year-old died from congestive heart failure. Talks between Major League Baseball and the players comes down to playoffs. Both sides agree on expanding the playoff field from 10 teams. The union prefers 12, while Major League Baseball wants 14. Max Scherzer, representing the players, says they would consider 14 under specified conditions. American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade due to sanctions hitting Russia, a major oil producer. AAA says the national average for a gallon of fuel is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more. California, for example, the average is now more than $5 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Testing has resumed in Pyongyang again.
For the second week in a row, North Korea is continuing to conduct tests needed to develop a spy satellite. The move comes as North Korea has been carrying out ballistic missile launches, including one detected by South Korea on Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A family split over the insurrection last year was on display in court this past week.
Teenager Jackson Refit testified against his father, Guy Refit, in the first federal trial regarding a defendant in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. The teen told the court that his father, who is a member of the extremist Texas Three Percenters militia, bragged about being on the Capitol steps on January 6th with a weapon. He also said he was proud of his actions and threatened to shoot his own son if he turned him in. The teenager recorded his father bragging about carrying a gun at the Capitol. He also admitted he was the first person to light the fire on the Capitol steps. So far, more than 750 people have been charged in connection with the deadly insurrection. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told a group of Republican donors in New Orleans that it's time to move on from the 2020 election. He also said there's no room in the party for Putin apologists. Listen to news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.